Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mother and Daughter Roundtable here. I tell you, it's just so interesting. I just love Saturday morning. I have to laugh, really. I'm telling you, I have to laugh at the way things go sometimes on Saturday mornings. It is very, very interesting, very challenging some Saturday mornings. You know, when I get up and I'm thinking, okay, things are going to go smooth today, and then all of a sudden there are hiccups, and you just have to just say, okay, you're not going to win, Satan. I'm still going to do this, and it's still going to happen. So here we are. We are on, and I thank God for that. Again, let me get back to format here. It caught me a little bit off guard. The music in just a little too fast for me this morning. And good morning again. Let me just start all over again. That's what I tell God a lot of times when I'm talking, and I'm so frustrated. I said, Lord, can we just start all over again? You know, just refresh. Just repent. Can we just start all over again? And when I say that, it's just refreshing, it's relaxing. All of a sudden, I just feel that it's a new beginning. You know, that in my mind, it's just a new beginning, and I could just start all over again and not even worry about it. Just know I'm on a clean slate. And if we didn't have that, we'd have so much garbage and junk on outside of the plate, as they can say, that it just would just overwhelm us. So thank God we can start all over again. That's because we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And with that being said, let's just first stop and just say thank you. Father God, I just thank you this morning. I thank you for Jesus, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Without Jesus, we could not have the Holy Spirit. We could not speak to you. We could not communicate with you. And Father God, I just thank you. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I want to do is just have communion with Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus, just for shedding your blood and taking on all of the abuse and the afflictions to your body. I can't even imagine what that's like. But I do know because of you, I can have an honest conversation with God. I can just come to God through you, and he hears me. And I don't think people realize, Father God, that we have not always had that opportunity. We had to go through someone to get to you. Now, once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the door is open. We can come in and talk to you whenever we want. What a privilege, what an honor, and I thank you. I thank you this morning, Father God, for blessing this whole world. Even though it may look like things are all up in arms and everything is going from left to right and just a whirlwind hanging in there with the things that are happening, I don't even want to try to name them. Father God, you know them all. With all of that, you still love us, and you still have your hands on us, and you're still keeping us, and you're watching over us, Father God. And we just ask you today just to touch the heart of every mother and daughter. And as we touch the hearts of mothers and daughters, it penetrates through the Father and the Son and creating healthier families. And when we can come together as a healthy family, we can create a healthier world, a healthier environment. Father God, we just want you to know we love you, and I ask that you watch over us and just know that we're your children and we're not perfect children. You knew we weren't perfect in the beginning. That's why you sent Jesus in. Just know that we love you. I love you. And I thank you for this program. And I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this assignment to minister to mothers and daughters. I can't think of anything else that I would rather do than what I'm doing now. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you. Amen. And I'm going to start all over again. Good morning. I have good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. And welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, where mothers and daughters come together to nurture their relationships. That's the only reason we're here, is to help mothers and daughters come together to nurture their relationships. You know, we have relationships and with different people, but there's nothing like that relationship with a mother and daughter, because we are the beginning of life in this earth. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, but what about fathers and sons? It's nothing against fathers and sons, but you have to go back and think. No one entered into the earth except through a woman, who's later called a mother. So every father and son that's on this earth came through a woman. So we have the same agenda, the same purpose. When I say mothers and daughters, we are talking about the totality of all humans. Because everyone has or has a mother. There's no other way. So when we reach the mother and the daughter, we get to the core of the problem, or the core of the answers to any problem when it comes to humanity. And that is, it starts with the mother. That might be, and it might seem like, you know, well, that's kind of heavy, and it's sort of pointing the fingers to mothers and blaming mothers and, you know, all this. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's not blaming mothers. I'm just telling you the facts. Mothers have 9 months. 9 months to nurture, to talk to set the temperament of the child. 9 months before the child entered into the earth realm. Because we know what's out here in the earthly realm. If you don't have Jesus, it's hell to pay in this earth. So you want to prepare the child. You know, you're thinking, oh, it's just a baby. Oh, no, no, no. It's the Spirit of God that's coming in, being birthed into the earth. The Spirit of God. And it's the mother's responsibility to make sure that that baby is aware of who and whom he or she is. A spirit of God, not just this body. So, and we base our facts on when we come to talking about mother and daughter relationships, where we go back, and God showed me some time ago, it's based on Ezekiel 16:44. It's not a smooth verse. It's not sugary and flowery and all that. No, it's rough, but it tells the truth. As is the mother, comma, so is her daughter. And that is deep. Go to Ezekiel 16:44. Read it for yourself. Read 42, 43, 44, and 45. Gives you a good feel for what he's saying here. We are the image in which our daughters come out of. Just like we're the image of God, we are the image of our children. Especially that daughter. That daughter is so close in looks and shape and, you know, the whole female gender there, that she can only model herself after her mother because she looks like her mother. She, you know, she's around her mother. She sees what her mother does. She sees her mother wearing makeup. She sees her mother putting on heels. Little girls at 3 years old trying to put on the heels of the mother. Can you imagine that? Put the pearls on, the earrings on, and the lipstick on, and they want to be like their mothers. So we do have an image to uphold. And we just have to keep that in mind. We're not perfect mothers and there are no perfect daughters, but we just have to keep in mind that to be conscious of things that we do and say in front of our daughters and even when they're not in front of us, because whatever you do and say in secret has come out in open light anyway. So it'll come out somewhere. Just try to be as careful as you possibly can. Lord knows it's not easy raising children. It is not easy. My co-host, Cynthia Oliver, she will be on later on this morning. She's tied up right now. And I look forward to her, and I'll tap her in when I see that her number comes up. No, it's not up there yet. Okay. And, again, for the newcomers, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. And, again, we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. And why don't you just call your friends? You know, you text them if you're not driving and tell them to call in and listen to the show, 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the show. And if you want to join in on the show, you want to say something, click one and join in and be a part of the conversation. Our stimulating conversation today is mothers and daughters having an honest conversation. I think this is fitting. For those who know me that have been with us, we are now going into 10 years on the radio. I think it's our 10th year. And, I started off trying to come up with topics myself. Oh, I was trying to make that work, and it was hard work trying to figure out every Saturday morning, what am I going to talk about, or during the week, wrestling with my mind, what are we going to talk about on Saturday. It just became a chore, a job. It was something else. And when I got enough sense to realize I didn't have to do this because this is not my show. This is not Bessie's show. I'm just a body that's hosting the spirit that is speaking to you. And when I release myself to the Holy Spirit, I don't have to worry about it. That took so much pressure off of me. Of course, that's been years ago now. But the reason I'm saying that is because I get up on Saturday morning, and I tried to get the Holy Spirit to tell me what he wanted to talk about on Saturday morning, like on Friday, so I could prepare everything on Friday or Thursday. When I thought about it, what are we talking about Saturday? And he wouldn't tell me anything. And he usually tells me right the hour or so before we go on the air is when he'll tell me a little bit about what we're talking about. And, of course, it never ends up just that way because he's just going to do, he gives you a little topic to the next, I need a topic, and then he's going to say what he wants to say. And I love it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to make something up. I don't have to try to impress people. And it just makes my job easier. I get up on Saturday morning and say, okay, what are we talking about? And today he said we're talking about mothers and daughters having an honest conversation. So get your pen and paper and your favorite drink and sit back and relax and see what you hear. You might hear something that might be revelation, might give you revelation for your mother and daughter relationship or someone else you know. When it hits your spirit, write it down. Or if it hits your spirit and say, you know what, this is Nancy and her daughter need to hear this, then you can always send them back to our website, mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. Almost forgetting my own website, mdbn.org. And they can go to Blog Talk Radio, click on it, listen to the show. So it's always there waiting on someone if you wanted to share the show with them. Mothers and daughters having an honest conversation. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. Well, here we go. It is December the 9th, 2017. Wow. Christmas season is upon us. People are running around shopping, doing what they do. Just remember the reason for the season. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at drbessie1@gmail.com. All right, let's look at what our topics are. And here we go. We're talking last week. We talked about God's love for mothers and daughters. We ended up a series on the book, Good News, God Speaks to mothers and daughters. We had a wonderful, wonderful time discussing that book and going over situations. You know, Deborah was included in a lot of the discussions. Cynthia was in on it. And I think even Frieda got in some of the beginning sessions of it. So, we had the dialogue going for a long period of time. And just some interesting concepts came out of it because the book just sort of broadened our thoughts and our perspectives in our own lives, as well as, people that is listening on the radio. You know, a lot of times you wonder if someone's getting it, and then you go and you look at the numbers and see how many people listen to the show afterward, because once you get on Facebook, then a lot of people are, you know, tapping in on it and listening to it and things to that nature. So it goes where the Holy Spirit wanted it to go. That's the way I say it. You know, it goes where He wants it to go, and those who's supposed to see it will see it. Hear it will hear it. So that's that. And it was a wonderful end of it. In fact, I'm a little sad that we did end the book. You know, a little sad, because it was like, you know, every Saturday morning you get up, you know, you're going to hit the next chapter, you know. And so this morning I got up and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, we finished. What do you want me to do now? Where do we go from here? And he brought into my mind, he said, you know, this is a timely, this is a good time, I'm sorry, for the discussion about mothers and daughters having an honest conversation. And I know what he's talking about, because when he said it, it just came up in my spirit, because I've been thinking this for weeks, and at least I thought I was thinking it, but it was probably the Holy Spirit just talking to me about it, you know? You have these conversations with the Holy Spirit so often, and as I do day in and day out, just constantly talking to the Lord, it's just a part of who I am. That's my conversation throughout the day. So we talk back and forth, and it was like, with the things that are happening and the way the world is turning right now, you're saying, I could see a need for mother and daughter honest conversations, because there's a lot of hurting women out there that are daughters, and they play two roles. Some of them are daughters and some of them are daughters and the role of a mother. And some of them have their mothers. And the Lord just put on my heart, it's just, they're hurting. And the one person that can nurture that hurt is their mother. Why are we not hearing the comfort of the mother as the daughter is crying out even today? Daughters are crying out about hidden secrets that has haunted their lives for years, 20, 30, 40 years. But I heard no one say, I went to my mother. And the Lord didn't allow me to speak on this, because he had me on track with the book. But this morning he said, it's time to speak on it. Mothers and daughters, we are in a time now that we've seen things happening that we've never seen before. Hidden secrets are coming forth like popcorn popping on a hot stove. Pop, 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 pop. But what I want you to know, that we all live in a glass house. And Jesus put it so plainly, those without sin cast the first stone. And Lord knows I'm not here to judge anybody. Only thing that God placed on my heart this morning is to reach out to mothers and ask them to reach out to their daughters. Have that honest conversation. Help them to complete that thought that they put out there. They put just the peace out there to let you, just to relieve their pressure. And I certainly understand it. When you want to say something, and you're afraid to say it, you've held back, it affects all that you do. It affects your marriage. It affects your relationship with your children. It affects the way that you interact with people when you're dating. Because what it does, it builds up a distrust. And you could have met, I'm speaking to daughters now, you could have met, or mothers, the perfect match. But because of your hidden secret, you use that to judge a person that could have been the perfect match for you. And we miss it. Distrust, measuring the past with the present. And that's how the intro conversations come into play. Because you're having intro conversations about your past history. And when you meet someone, you're looking at that person and you're having those past intro conversations in your present state of mind, in your present being. And you make a decision on the person that's standing in front of you. So, yes, hidden secrets are highly effective. They go against your judgment for employment, the way you interact on your job, the way you interact in the gym, the way you interact in the stores when you're shopping, the way you interact when you're driving your car and someone take your parking space. You know, hidden secret builds up a wall of distrust, watching, looking at everything, because you feel like you've been violated. Someone took something from you. Yet you smile, you grin, you pretend that all is well. But like I tell my clients, smiling and grinning and pretending in a crowd is one thing. But when you get home and you're all alone and you're by yourself, you don't have to smile and grin and pretend there. You have to deal with those hidden secrets that creeps up into your intro conversation and try to dominate your mind, try to capitalize your mind to the point that you cannot see visions beyond where you are in that conversation. So, mothers and daughters, what God is saying in my mind to say to you, I want to put a challenge out there for every mother to talk to their daughter. Reach out to your daughter. First and foremost, I will tell you, make the first step an apology. When you reach out to your daughter and you say, you know what? When you call your daughter and you say, I would love to take you. Let's go to lunch. Dinner. Somewhere where you can just sit and talk. Let's go to the park. Take 2 or 3 hours just for this. And extend to your daughter a place that you can nurture her. And you create that space by first apologizing
And I know sometimes mothers will say to me, they say this, just about every mother will say this to me, when I say, I need you to apologize to your daughter. And the mother will say, for what? I didn't do anything. Maybe you think you didn't, or maybe you didn't. I don't know. But it creates a space of safety, of nurturing, of love, of caring, forgiveness, when you say to your daughter, let me apologize to you for anything that I've done, said, or didn't do. I just want to tell you I am so sorry. And I want us to start right now in this moment, I want us to start all over again. I'm extending myself to you as if you were my 3-year-old daughter. And I want you to be able to tell me to release anything that you have hidden inside of you. I want you to tell Mama. Tell me. Let me help you release that. Tell me what it feels like. What have you been going through? Just open up that space, and I guarantee you, and don't say anything. Don't try to force the conversation. Just sit there and wait. And once you create that space, she'll start processing. She'll start having intro conversations of things that she's always wanted to say to you, but she was afraid to tell you. She was embarrassed. Whatever the case may be, but if you just sit there, hold her hands, just sit there and look at her, I guarantee you, something in her heart will shift. Her conversations will become calmer. And the first sign of a breakthrough may be a tear that rolls from her eyes. And once the tear rolled from her eyes, you know, as Elijah told Elisha, there's a little cloud up there in the sky about the size of your hand. And he said, oh, my God. He ran around, told everybody, get ready. It's going to pour. He started running. He ran so fast, he outran the horse and buggy. So you know that was some serious running. Get ready, mother. When you see that one tear come up in her eye, get ready. Don't judge. Don't try to hold her accountable for anything. This is your time. Stiffen up, sit up straight, and look your baby in the eye. And you love her as if you were loving her through cancer. See, when your baby's laying on the bed and she has cancer or something that's, you know, that you're afraid of, that you think this is going to take her out, all of a sudden you can find this love. You can find this patience and the time, and you stay at the hospital 24 hours a day, and you'll read to her, and you want to give her favorite foods, and you want to nurture her, and you want to kiss on her, and you want to hug her, because you know what? I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my baby. Well, be afraid now, because if she has a hidden secret that's eating away at her, it's like a cancer. It's eating away at her heart. Not only does it affect your daughter, it's going to affect your granddaughter and your great-granddaughter and your great-great-granddaughter. It comes a time when you have to say it stops here. I'm going to be the one that makes the change in this lineage of women. So now what are you doing? You're looking at the future generation. How can I raise up a whole new generation? You can start with you and your daughter. Because once you help her to get
an understanding that she can come to you, not going to be blamed. You're not going to point fingers. You're not going to say, I told you so. You're just going to listen as she pours her heart out, and you're going to be there to help her as if she was that three-year-old girl that came in and had a scrape on her knee. You would stop everything, wipe it off, clean it off, put something on it, put a Band-Aid on it, kiss it, hug her, tell her you love her, and tell her it's going to be okay. That's what you would have done. Keep in mind, she's still your little girl. Keep in mind, you're still her mother. And mothers never, ever outgrow nurturing. It's in us. It's our DNA to nurture our children. So at what point in time, as I ask my clients sometimes, do you think you can stop mothering? Oh, well, she's grown now. She's got children of her own. She doesn't need me. Well, that's not true. You'll always be the mother. Even when you leave this earth, you will always be the mother. 3 days ago, my mother had a birthday. And when I woke up, after thanking God for the day, I said, happy birthday to my mother. I always say happy birthday to my mother. I always treat her birthday as if she's still here. And not just only on her birthday, but it's just that I just, you know, and for the day I said, mother, I'm going to spend the day with you. Because she's a spiritual being. And I thanked her for being my mother. She could have made some other choices. She could have decided she didn't want to have me. I thank her for being my mother, and I thank her for being a good mother to me. She wasn't a perfect mother. Of course, I didn't need a perfect mother. I needed a mother that loved me. I needed a mother that saw greatness in me. I needed a mother that told me, you can be and do whatever you want to be according to the word of the Lord. Just seek God. She's always told me that. Go to Jesus. And you get the answer. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes the truth. So when the Holy Spirit said, it's time for mothers and daughters to have honest conversation, it is time. That's what's going to heal this rush that we're going through right now. There's so many women and men that really would like to say what some of these people have said. But because of who they are, their position, or just simply their privacy, they've chosen not to say it, but there's so many people that want to say, I wish I could tell. I wish I could say it. I wish I could release myself. I wish I could open this prison door and walk out into the land of truth. I wish I could do it. But do you know how many people that would be? Pretty much everybody on the planet. Because we all have something. I wish I had known what I know now when my mother was living. And we all could say that when we look back, when we look back over our lives. And that's why I know it's very important to listen and don't be judgmental. Because once your daughter comes to you with that honest heart and you see that tear, shut your mouth, mother. Don't dare open your mouth. Just let her talk. Just let her talk. Let it come out. Because you can say one word and we'll shut it down. Because remember, she now is opening up into a space of trust. But you have to ask yourself, why didn't she do that before? There was something in the back of her mind that she felt, if I told my mother, she's going to judge me. So if you open your mouth, you might say something to her sounds like the old you, the judgmental tone that she is already deposited into her subconscious mind. She's just waiting on that tone to come up, and then all of a sudden she's going to shut down. So you got to be real careful just to listen, let it all come out, and before you open your mouth, ask the Holy Spirit to speak, because it's so easy, because we're so used to being who we were, but you're now saying to her, I apologize, and you've opened up this space of love and nurturing. It's like a grown woman, let's just say in her 50s, talking to her mother. And just imagine in your mind's eye seeing her kneeling before her mother with her head on her mother's lap and her mother stroking her hair, cry out, Mama, I wanted to tell you this. I just didn't know how to tell you. And I thank you for this opportunity to tell you. And as she cries out to her mother, and her mother now is in her late 70s or early 80s, and she's looking at her baby, it's still her baby. You could be 50, 60 years old, but your mother has the same number of years difference from the time you were born. Nothing changed about that. She's still your mother, and you're still her baby. So I'm putting that out there. I'm challenging every mother to reach out to their daughter, to give them that space that they need. And I know some of you might say, well, Dr. Fletcher, that's easier said than done. My daughter's not even speaking to me. Well, you have to ask yourself, well, why is she not speaking to you? Well, she's hard-headed. She won't listen. I try to talk to her, and that girl just don't pay me no attention. Okay. Well, you're the mother. Go get your daughter. You're the mother. You're the mother. Call her. Text her. Send her love. Pray on her. Send the Holy Spirit. Don't give up on her. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've seen it so many times. I have a young lady that I know right now. Her and her daughter went through a storm, and she threw her hands up in the air. I said, you can throw your hands up in the air all you want, but you better be praising God while you throw your hands up in the air. You're a Christian, and that's your child, and you're not going to let Satan steal your child. And then she had a couple other children. She said, Lord, I don't know what's happening. You know, it seemed like everything going wrong, the devil trying to take my children. Keep praying. Keep talking to them. Keep texting them. Keep telling them that you love them. You just keep doing what you're doing and let the Holy Spirit does what he does. And I can guarantee you, it was maybe a almost a 4-year storm. Two of them came in and apologized. See, when you get a little older, and especially when you start having children of your own, you realize what a single mother goes through. And the one that she thought that was never really going to be, and now all of a sudden, texting every day, talking every day, and just, I said, see, look at God. You're the mother. You are the mother. You can't quit. You can't afford to quit. God is holding you responsible. If your baby is hurting, it is up to you to go and nurture that baby. And if we don't do that, this world is not going to heal. The whole purpose of the book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, is about nurturing. God is sending you love to tell you, I love you. He's nurturing you through this book. He's telling you, there's nothing that you can do that I will not forgive you. Don't let the devil fool you. There's nothing that you've done that God won't forgive you. And some of us mothers have to go to God before we can even go to our daughter. We've got to go to God ourselves. Because you can't give somebody something you don't have. If you've broken down and you feel a hidden secret, you don't understand your daughter when she comes to you, because you'll say, well, hey, it happened to me and it happened to you. Now, how many times I've had clients to say that? They come to me and they says, well, you know, I went through the same thing. It's like, okay, because I went through it, why can't she go through it? Or, you know, well, I feel sorry for her, but I know what it's like. No. Had you had those honest conversations with yourself, maybe your daughter wouldn't have gone through what you've gone through. Had you had those honest conversations with God and asked for forgiveness, even though you didn't cause it, someone else took advantage of you, God still can take it away. He can clean you. He can erase it from your mind. He can put love in your heart, forgiveness, and you will not even think evil of that person, because he'll replace it. And once you do that for yourself, then you are ready, prepared to help your daughter, because you're equipped now. You know what it's like to forgive. I know I had to go through that forgiving process, because I was one that would just hold on to things, hold on to it, and think hard and long how I'm going to get somebody back. They did this to me, and I'm going to do that. Forgiveness, man, if you can get that forgiveness piece, I'm telling you, you will avoid heart attacks, high blood pressure. You will avoid all kinds of illness to your body. And I had to forgive. I didn't want to, but it was a lesson I needed to learn, and I thank God to this day. I had no problems forgiving my daughter, because I look at it like this. I am not going, not one day, not speaking to my daughter. Even when we disagree, the longest I can go is 10 minutes. I just can't do it, because it eats away at me, and I got to call and say, okay, let's just, you know, we're going to talk about it, or let's just pin this, and we'll go on like nothing happened. And, of course, over the years, we've done matured so much now that we don't even have to do that. But we have to work on it every day. But this relationship, I was determined I was not going to forgive. And God was like, you cannot go forward. I can't use you in my kingdom to do the work I need you to do. You got to learn this piece. I need you to get up every morning, and I need you to forgive them, and I need you to send them love, and I need you to bless them. And I was like, what? Lord, really? I had to do it. And I'm telling you, after about 3 or 4 days of getting up and doing that every morning, all of a sudden, it's like the hurt went away. There was just nothing. There was no kind of, not even a thought of the person. It was just the most beautiful experience of my lifetime. But I had to learn that. So, mothers, if you're in that position and you're holding something, you think nobody knows about it, God knows about it. He knows your heart. It's going to be hard for you to move forward to help your daughter. You've got to forgive yourself. You've got to ask God to forgive. You've got to repent, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Get yourself in position to receive. Get yourself in position to help your daughter. Get yourself in position to help your granddaughter, your great-grand, and your great-great-grand, because all of those ladies are subject to become mothers. And they don't will carry down that generational line, your stuff, because you have not had an honest conversation with yourself nor with your daughter, because she knows you're lying. She may not say it, but she knows that you're hiding something. At least open it up. Be ready, because you may get some challenges
that you feel like I'm not ready to face, that's where you need the Holy Spirit. Help me to give the answers. No one wants to reveal everything about themselves, especially to your child. But if she brings it up, that means she already knows. So there's no reason to lie about it. Just answer it. And once she sees that you're telling the truth, one truth will bring in another truth and another truth. And all of a sudden, you all are entering and has entered into an honest conversation. I'm going to go to the switchboard and see Cynthia. Cynthia's here. Hold on 1 second. Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning. Cynthia? Well, at least I thought she was here. Okay. Well, I'll keep
I'm talking. Here, Dr. Fletcher. I'm here.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Dr. Fletcher. I'm determined to be good. How about that? All is well. Interesting conversation this morning. I'm reminded of one of the, and we don't call them conferences, we don't call them workshops. We call them, well, I call them a confronting of the mind. The workshops that we have for mothers and daughters are put together to confront those secrets. And I'm reminded this morning of the 8-year-old little girl who said to her mother, can you imagine, and audience, I want to paint a picture for you so you'll understand what Dr. Fletcher is referring to when she talks about how secrets are highly effective and how they affect the relationship with you and your mother. We had a retreat, and there was an 8-year-old little girl that confronted her mother. As a matter of fact, it was a 3-generation family that was there, the grandmother, the mother, and the little girl. And the little girl had a face-off with her mom, and she asked her mom, it wasn't a dry eye in the place when this took place. This little girl asked her mom, why did you feel that you had to lie about your age when you had me? Were you ashamed of me? I lost it at that point. Because just imagine, this little girl had the cognizance to understand that her mom perhaps would have been ashamed to say how old she was when she had me. That thing, I carried that thing and pondered that thing for years to come, still to this day. It comes up in my spirit, and I think about the shame the little girl felt under the shame that the mother felt in having that secret and having to feel that she had to lie about her age when she gave birth to that baby girl. Can you imagine the burden that that baby carried? My mom was ashamed of me. My mom is ashamed of me. She lied about how old she was when she had me. When I was working the room, audience, I was working the room. I was the one walking around with the mic and the Kleenex, and I was good until that happened. I was really okay until I heard that baby ask her mom that. So if an 8-year-old can carry a burden and without the understanding, how much more devastating is it for adults, mother and daughter, who's carrying those secrets, who have those questions, but they've never felt that they can go to their mom because of the dysfunction of the relationship that you can't talk to each other. As a matter of fact, we're doing an anger management class now at the prison, and there's this one young lady particularly, she wrote a letter to her mom. And somehow she undid what she intended to do by calling her mom and warning her that the letter was coming. And so her mom said she would just send it back to her without reading it. So it defeated the whole purpose of writing the letter. because she felt so bad about the things that she said in the letter. But that's what's in your heart. So there was nothing wrong with her sharing her heart. But she felt so guilty about what she said in the letter that she warned her mom about the letter. And now mommy may or may not even read the letter. She's planning on sending it back to her. And when I tell you, I sat in front of her on Thursday, last Wednesday, because I canceled this past Wednesday because of obligations. This young lady and this grown woman, because she's way into her 30s, if not, she's way into her 30s, and she just sat there and cried like a little girl, still stuck. Wherever the traumatic event happened, she is still stuck there. And I'm trying to get her to understand, your mother owes you nothing but to love you at this point. And your mom is trying to make up. You're in prison and she's taking care of your son. She's trying to make up by taking care of other, perhaps, grandchildren. And her thing was, how can she be a mother to the grandchildren when she's still having mothered me? I was like, wow. I said, your mother cannot mother you again because you cannot raise an adult. You can only have an adult relationship with your mother. And that means you being able to share with your mother what's in your heart from a grown woman's perspective, not a little girl's perspective, because your mother cannot go back and mother you. She cannot go back and make up what she did or did not do for you. And my biggest stress thing with her was trying to get her to understand that your mother owes you nothing. But you should be able to share your heart with your mother without you feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she feels like she owes her mother something for taking care of her son. And do you see what a twisted mindset that both people are in? Mom's trying to make up by taking care of her son, and she's not wanting to share her heart because she fears that her mom will even become more distant with her. So we got so much pain here with this young woman that she is still developmentally behind wherever it is where her mother left her. Her mother left her for a couple of years because of an abusive relationship. And I tried to get her to understand your mom couldn't stay there and take care of you because she may not even be here today if she had stayed there. So we have all of these judgments going on about what could have and would have done and what she could have done. But here's the thing. As an adult and an adult, she owes you nothing but to love you. But if you do not find forgiveness for your mom's faults, or the lack of, if you will, you will never heal your relationship. Secrets will continue to be because you simply don't feel that you can have that conversation with your mother. Or the mother don't feel that she can have the conversation with you because you're blaming, you're pointing your finger. And at the end of the day, ladies, every individual just want to feel good about who they are and what they've done. Fight the errors. That's my take on it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Wow. That's deep. I was listening to you, and it's amazing you did bring up the young lady. When I think back on it, man, I just know the Holy Spirit just moves, and it's just amazing. And it did. I mean, I think it broke us all down. We were broken. We went up under the bus.
We went
up under the bus with that. And you know, and the thing about it is, Cynthia, is that the young lady didn't know that the daughter thought that. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have a clue that the daughter knew that she'd had that conversation. She overheard her mother on the phone. See, that was the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I tell mothers, I said, you think you're slick? You're just talking and running your mouth. And Lord knows I am one of those. I know because I'm just talking. You know, and we don't listen. We don't realize our children are somewhere around.
I guess if my daughter went, if I had opened up a can of worms and she says, okay, let's talk, and she's got something to talk, but I keep telling her, you know, whatever you want to know, you ask me. I'm not going to leave here with a whole bunch of stuff. Because my mother left, and I have some things now I wish I'd have known I would have talked to her about. She says to me, well, no, I'm good. I you know, because we try to do as much straight talk, but, you know, there's always stuff. But this young girl threw her mother away. I heard you. But you're right, that hidden secret. And because of that, I'm sure that young lady is going to have a different life. Because her mother promised, I will never lie to you again. And they came to a point where they had an honest conversation, and they had the techniques that they needed when they left there to continue having an honest conversation. And I think that young lady is strong enough that she will hold her mother to the fire for that. She's going to say, no, remember we had that, because she's that kind of a person. It was just, yeah, you're right. I didn't forget about it, but I didn't think about it when I was talking this morning. And you brought that up. That just, it took me back. Yes.
Absolutely.
And audience,
I want to leave you with this. We're only as sick as our secrets. Therefore, it is our secrets that keep us sick. And that goes for relationships. Relationships is only as sick as they are because there's so many secrets that hasn't been shared.
And you know what came up in my mind too, Cynthia, in talking? This is why we have so many divorces, because people have hidden secrets, and the trust factor is very, very short. They're looking, they're watching, anything look like, don't trust. Whew, I know. Because
there's an association going on in the mind. You just like her. You just like him. And ain't nobody just like nobody. No two people are the same. And we come into a relationship, we find that one thing that reminds me of him, and we hold on to that thing. Oh, okay, I can't trust this one because he just like, ain't nobody just like nobody. But that's because we don't even know how to trust. And you have to learn how to trust. You have to learn how to lay down past relationships. And when I say lay them down, I don't mean just walk away from them. I'm talking about deal with whatever negative emotions are attached to those events that you can move forward and move ahead in healthy relationships. It is in the absence of dealing with negative emotions that we're not growing and being able to be mature in the next relationship, because we never deal with the past emotions attached to those events. Negative emotions don't go away. They fester.
Yeah.
And we become more unhealthy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
More and more unhealthy. No, I was just saying, I wanted to just throw this in there, and I'm sorry to cut across you, is that, oh, Lord, it went right out of my hand. Oh, the Holy Spirit was showing me, can you imagine a child being between two parents and both of them are liars? The mother saying, okay, don't tell Daddy this. Now, Mama's going to buy this and we'll leave this in the car. We're not going to tell Daddy. And Daddy said, okay, now don't you tell your mama now. Don't tell your mother this, so and so and so. And this child is between two liars.
They are creating their monster.
Right. She comes up and she can't trust women. She can't trust men. And she wonder why she can't have a relationship. She wonder why she can't find someone that she can relate to, because what? Everybody in her mind are liars.
Absolutely.
I'll be right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's sad. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show for the week. Cynthia, you have a good week. God bless you. Audience, have a good week. Wherever you are, it's snowing up and down the coast. We have snow here. It is cold. So, in sunny Florida, I know you're good and warm, Cynthia.
Whoa, whoa. But we got rain today.
Supposed to be tonight.
So we got liquid snow.
Okay. I just want you to have something. All right. Okay, I'll talk to you later. God bless you.
All right. Love you. Love you, audience. Bye-bye.
Bye.